Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion?" A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, "Son, go out and work in a vineyard today." He simply replied, "I will, Lord," but afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, "Yes, sir," but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will? The answer, the first. Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet, even when you saw that, you did not later change your mind and believe him." Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is telling us the truth of humanity. Many times we say yes to the will of God, but we fail. We need the grace. Even at times we say no, but have a heart of contrition and go ahead. It takes time. Many of our saints take the years to change themselves. St. Ignatius of Loyola, St. Augustine, God is so patient with us. But we don't have to say God has his time and then you say, let it be. That's not the true attitude. We don't know when God is calling us back to him. I like the phrase of Mother Teresa written in the sacristy in the chapel for the priests to aware of this, saying, "Take this Mass as the first one, the last one, the unique one." So she invited the priest to say every Mass with full attention. The same we can apply to our daily life. Many times we might say, "Tomorrow, you have so much time, we can change tomorrow." But I'll be sure that we can have that tomorrow. Jesus on another occasion says, "Don't worry things of tomorrow." We don't know. Sometimes he said, "Today could be your last day." Important is take hold of the opportunity. And do with the heart of Jesus. You see, we might be saying we don't know how to do it. Just simply ask Jesus this grace that today we encounter every person with his heart, asking the grace that every time we do towards our people, in the same way we do towards Christ. If that simplicity, that joy, that seriousness, Many times we lose our faith. We are too much concentrate our own feeling, either thinking God is present. We just look into ourselves and forget by our side there is Jesus. Jesus walking together with us, doing things together with us. We thank the Lord to accompany us all the time, but ask a special grace for us that we do everything as if the first time, the last time, the unique time.